Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Breaking news, gold hits an all-time high. The gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. Silver could reach over $30 an ounce. Gold and silver buyers, including the central banks, are ready to buy more. Are you? Today, our partner Goldco is offering Hannity fans up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Plus, visit HannityGold.com now to see if you qualify before the next gold rush. That's HannityGold.com.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So what did we learn from the Durham report? That the FBI and the DOJ failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law. There was no significant reliance on investigative leads provided or funded directly or indirectly by Trump's political opponents. And what is the fallout? The media dismisses it. What is the fallout? Nobody's held accountable. Now, John Durham will testify before the House Judiciary Committee. That's Jim Jordan's committee. That's good news. The Durham report did reveal that Biden and Obama knew Russiagate was a hoax perpetrated by Hillary. We've gone through all of the statements. It couldn't be any more clear or any more blockbuster in terms of what is actually in this report and what it actually says. You know, everything that we reported on this radio show and Hannity, the TV show, everything we got right. The media mob, you know, reported these lies, these conspiracy theories for 3 long years. What are the consequences for them? None. They just dismissed it as if it was a nothing burger. It was a huge abuse of power and corruption. Adam Schiff, the congenital liar, what? He's going to get promoted to be senator? Is that the outcome for him? You know, there was no legitimate reason for the FBI to open their investigation into collusion named Crossfire Hurricane. Quote, the Crossfire Hurricane investigators did not and could not corroborate any of the substantive allegations contained in the Steele report, nor was Steele able to produce corroboration for any of the reported allegations after being offered $1 million or more by the FBI for such corroboration. The one subsource said it was all bar talk, like we had been telling you, and never meant for the purpose that it was used for. As Durham said, there was significant reliance on investigative leads provided or funded directly or indirectly by Donald Trump's political opponents. So at the height of a presidential election, the Clinton campaign spoon-fed a baseless political smear against their opponent to the FBI, and the FBI was only too eager to corroborate what was a political smear while simultaneously giving her a pass on all of the issues involving her server and top secret and classified information and subpoenaed emails, 33,000 deleted with bleach bit and destroyed devices with hammers and missing SIM cards. FBI personnel working at the same FISA application displayed at best a cavalier attitude towards accuracy and completeness. FBI personnel repeatedly disregarded important requirements when they continued to seek renewals that the FISA surveillance, while acknowledging both then and in hindsight that they did not genuinely believe there was probable cause. Well, this, it says at the top of a FISA application that it's verified. Jim Comey signed three of them. You know, he's writing his second book now. Higher loyalty, what, to the deep state? You look at these summaries, it is devastating that the FBI and the DOJ failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law, and FBI personnel repeatedly disregarded important requirements when they continued to seek these FISA renewals. Anyway, here with analysis, two of the people that were a very big part of our coverage that worked so hard getting this story right for you. Sarah Carter is with us, Fox News investigative reporter, by the way, author of the best-selling book now, a new children's book she has out called Awesome Sauce. This is not Awesome Sauce, what Comey and company did, but it is a Greg Kidd's book. And Greg Jarrett, his new book coming out, Trial of the Century, pretty soon. I'm sure it's going to be a bestseller. Welcome, both of you. I mean, here we are the morning after the night before, and, you know, all we hear is a big dismissal from the media, a dismissal from the people involved. Many of them work for news networks, many of them writing books, many of them, you know, now producing novels. And what does that say about the state of the Department of Justice and law and order and equal application of our laws and equal justice under the law, Greg Jarrett?
Well, it says that they have no conscience. And in fact, you know, Durham's report exposes their corruption. At the same time, he says, look, not all abuses of power and misuse of authority constitutes crimes, which is sort of his excuse for saying, I brought three cases, I won one, I lost two, I'm not bringing any more. Part of his problem was you can't get a fair trial in places like Washington, D.C., and just outside D.C. in Virginia, and he found that out the hard way. So, you know, a lot of these people, as I point out, you know, these malign actors like Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, who abused their positions of power within the FBI and got caught, yeah, they all got fired, but, you know, they went on to become profitable commentators on CNN. They wrote books to profit from their wrongful actions. And then you've got Andrew Weissman. I pay no attention to the guy, the most miserable lawyer ever, who showed up on MSNBC yesterday and said the 306-page Durham report is a big nothing. No, it's huge. If nothing else, it establishes the truth about corruption and malevolence within the FBI, which still continues to this day.
Well, let me get your take, Sarah, and then I want to talk about the consequences that we're now witnessing in real time, because this, it seems like these types of efforts are continuing. Sarah, your take on all of it.
Well, Sean, look, the media is complicit, the majority of the media, in this lie. These are the same people in Washington, D.C. that in 2016 I would attend events with, and they would thumb their noses at the American people. They laughed about President Donald Trump, who was then candidate Donald Trump. They didn't think he would have a chance. These are the people that conspired with Hillary Clinton, that we saw in documents that were leaked out by, you know, Snowden and others, and, you know, Julian Assange, and we saw all of that. You know, the same people that promised Hillary this, that promised Hillary that, the same people that were desperate to be a part of the Washington, D.C. insider crowd. And they failed miserably. They were used as useful idiots. And I'm going to say it again. They were useful idiots of John Brennan, James Clapper, Comey, and McCabe, who knew exactly what to dish out to these complicit liars that have won, some of them, Pulitzer Prizes for complete fabrication. And no one's being held accountable. And the people that are suffering the most, the people, is the American people. It's the future of our nation. It's our republic and our Constitution. So there is a Fourth Amendment that they trampled all over. Unreasonable search and seizure. They're not supposed to be able, the government is not supposed to be able to spy on you without a legitimate warrant. And they spied on a U.S. president. And not only that, I said it last night on your show, and I'll say it again. They utilized our taxpayer dollars that is used to train them, you know, at the CIA, at the farm, at FBI in Quantico, made all these promises to uphold our Constitution and our nation's freedom, fight enemies, both foreign and domestic. And instead what they did was they utilized their training to target a sitting U.S. president. And our republic is going to suffer because we don't have, for the most part, a media that is willing to challenge those in authority. And we don't have anybody in authority that is willing to hold those people accountable that violated the law. And this is where we're at now. We're stuck at a conundrum. What do we do? Do we defund them? Do we take the money away? I wish that our Republican, House leadership would mean what they say and defund the CIA, defund the FBI. And guess what? They should have never allowed FISA to pass again. They should remove.
Well, we never got an answer. Where were the FISA judges that were lied to repeatedly? Why did we never hear from them or John Roberts, who's in charge of appointing them?
I mean, if you're asking me, I mean, Rosemary Collier, I remember that. Remember that bit of information when Rosemary Collier issued that report after John Solomon and I published that finding by her, where she chided the Obama administration in the beginning for expanding its ability to spy on both lawyers, doctors, clergy, journalists. And she said, you violated basically the Fourth Amendment of the United States. And then there was silence. And then there was silence. It was like the Obama administration came out, exposed what they had been doing all along, and then kind of rolled it back and said, okay, at least we admitted it and walked away. But because nobody has paid the price, Sean, and you mentioned this last night, and you've mentioned this on your radio show over and over again, and I know Greg has too, nobody has been held responsible for this. So they continue to do it, which is why we are watching it happen right now with Hunter Biden's laptop. We saw the 51, what does Miranda Devine call them? You know,
the dirty 51.
Yeah, the dirty 51. The dirty 51 getting away with it again. So we're a joke in front of the rest of the world, though, right now. This is the tragedy about where America stands right now. You know, we try to espouse that we're a nation based on principles. Our foundation is strong. We have moral principles and guidelines. But instead, the rest of the world is looking at us. And I know this because I've traveled a lot of the world and I talk to world leaders, and they're wondering, what is going on in America? What has contaminated America's system and bureaucracy? What kind of virus is spreading through our nation's capital that is taking away from what our nation was founded originally to be, a nation of justice, not a two-tiered justice system, but one of blind justice, where it's dished out equally to all? And it's pretty obvious that that's not the case anymore.
All right, quick break. We'll come back, continue more on the Durham Report with Sarah Carter, Greg Jarrett, and your calls on the other side, 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News. Please set your DVR. We'd love for you to join us.
Going way beyond the headlines on the stories that matter most to you. Sean Hannity's on right now.
All right, we continue with Greg Jarrett and Sarah Carter as we analyze the fallout from the Durham report yesterday, how damning it is, and how, of course, the bureaucrats and the media mob dismiss it. Greg, I warned about exactly what Sarah's talking about here, and that is that if we don't hold these people accountable, they will be emboldened. And what did we see in the 2020 election? We know the FBI had Hunter's laptop in December 2019. We know, according to John Solomon, they verified its authenticity in the spring of 2020. And then now we got the Dirty 51, but also Jim Jordan's report that even Brennan admitted that he signed it for political reasons. But more importantly, active CIA employees recruiting people to sign that document.
Yes, and you've also got whistleblowers who step forward, who say they have evidence, the Bureau as well as the Department of Justice, are running a protection racket to cover up Biden family influence peddling schemes. And it's not far-fetched since the FBI tampered with the 2020 presidential election, as you point out, by pressuring social media companies into censoring and suppressing the laptop story to unduly influence the election in favor of Joe Biden. And it worked. You know, the polling data shows roughly 15% of Biden voters would have cast their ballots differently had they known the truth. So, you know, the Durham report came out, and literally within an hour, Christopher Wray at the FBI responds by claiming, don't worry about a thing. We've already cleaned up the FBI. We've implemented corrective actions to prevent such abuse from happening again. That's ludicrous. The abuse continues, as I said, to this day. It goes on and on. And there's sufficient evidence to believe that those in power are still determined to subvert our system of justice, undermine the democratic process, and I have no doubt they'll try to do it again in the next presidential election, which makes three presidential elections in a row.
I don't have any doubt either. Sarah, we'll give you the last word on this.
I have to agree with Greg. And as we come towards that time period in our history, this apex of like, what do we do now? It's going to be up to the American people to speak up peacefully, but to speak up and say that we're not going to take this anymore. We have to demand that our lawmakers and the GOP, the Republicans who made the promise now to defund these agencies, to defund these out of control agencies that are operating with impunity and doing whatever they want. And the cost is great, Sean. The cost is really our nation, our Constitution, what we stand for. And if we don't do that, we will fundamentally change. I believe we will see an America that we don't even recognize.
That's pretty chilling. Anyway, great work, guys. I mean, we were right the whole time. And for the media to just, you know, dismiss how wrong they've been, I mean, why should they take on the embarrassment that they rightly deserve? It's I'll tell you, it's a scary time to me for this country and the rule of law and the principles of equal justice under the law and equal application of our laws. Frightening times. Anyway, great work as always. Sarah Carter, thank you. Greg Jarrett, thank you.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, Well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets, and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs, and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
I don't know, Linda, if you heard this. You know that I don't know why Donald Trump likes the village people so much. Do you know why?
I didn't even know that. That's super weird.
Well, you know, at the end of his rallies, he plays YMCA. Well, let me just play a little of it. That, you know, it's they were big in the, I guess, the 70s, whenever. But so the lead singer of the Village People now is issued a cease and desist letter to former President Trump to stop all performances of YMCA and Macho Man, among others of the group's hits. Though my husband has tolerated your client's use of the Village People music, we cannot allow such use by him to cause public confusion as to an endorsement. The letter cited a video that was posted on social media showing the former president dancing to a performance of Macho Man. Oh, here we go. Now, you think, why wouldn't Miller Lite learn from the mistake of Bud Light? Have you figured this out, Linda?
Oh, my God. What a disaster. The dumbest thing in the world.
The dumbest thing in the world. So, anyway, you know the whole story about Mulvaney and the social influencer and Bud Light. And they've lost like $5 billion in cap space at Anheuser-Busch as a result. So what does Miller Lite do? Here they have the opportunity of the life of a lifetime. Stay out of politics. Stay out of social issues. Produce great beer with low calories that people like to drink. That's it. The only one now doing it seems to be Coors. I guess it's only a matter of time before they jump into the woke battles in the country. Anyway, so just like with Bud Light, now social media people are now calling for a boycott of Miller Lite over what they describe as a, quote, woke advertisement. And it follows a backlash against Bud Light and the transgender influencer. Anyway, the commercial at the center of this outrage discusses the historical role that women played in beer brewing. It appears as an apology from Miller for some of their prior advertising campaigns, which the company itself described as outdated and, quote, sexist. That's what they're saying about themselves. Miller
is
just...
But you know what's weird? That happened 2 months ago. So their ad came before Bud. It was like 2 months ago. Nobody paid attention. But now... what's happening is it's getting a little bit of notice. And instead of saying like, oh, we hired an ad agency or a consulting or whatever, they don't even know what to do because they actually did it first. Bud Light just took a deeper dive because they took the influencer. That's the difference between the two.
Now, let me give some free advice to every other brewer out there. Stay in the beer business and stay out of the political arena. Just free advice. I don't think that's a bad idea. Anyway, you hear about this story, a group of sorority sisters at the University of Wyoming now broken cover to express their fear about a trans woman that's allowed to move into their next term. And they're blasting the college for letting a 6 foot, 2 inch tall, 260 pound trans woman to move back into their house after claiming she peeps at them while visibly aroused. Explain that to me. Why do we have to, Why, look, if this is now going to be a thing, and this is, and again, I'm like the last to know anything, so everybody needs to understand this. So if now women, if biological men identify as trans, they want to play in women's sports, there is a vast, overwhelming majority of people that believe that this will destroy women's sports. Why don't they just create a trans category? You know, the NCAA can have, you know, men's sports, women's sports, and trans sports. And let them compete against each other. Is that fair?
I think it's more than fair. And I think it makes a lot of sense because there's literally, there's a part of all of these sports that I think people are not understanding. And it has nothing to do with being pro-trans, not liking trans, whatever your beliefs are, putting it all aside. There is a biological component to having men compete against biological men, compete against women, who say they're women. I'm like, listen, if you want to dress like a woman and be a woman and you feel you are a woman, good for you. But when you get into that athletic realm, whether it's swimming or wrestling or whatever it is, and you're able to outperform a woman who has practiced and trained her entire life to get there, it is unfair. It is beyond reproach because you went through the biological changes of a man. The problem is that...
Well, that's Riley Gaines's argument. And look, this is a girl that practiced 3 hours every morning. She swam. I mean, could you imagine getting up every morning year in and year out since she was, what, 5-6 years old, swimming for 3 hours before school, 3 hours after school? And there is a physical difference. And Caitlyn Jenner says that, not just us.
Here's where my concern comes from, this argument. And just follow me for a second. If we say that you are not allowed to compete as a woman because you went through puberty as a biological male, that this furthers their push to allow young people, as young as some as the ages of 7 and 8. Katie and I were talking about this the other day. We had a nurse call in who talked about this hospital where they were doing all of these puberty blockers and putting all of these various drugs and needles into these young children's arms, some of them as young as 6 and 7. to stop them from becoming whatever they were born as, whether it was a man or a woman. So then that furthers that narrative, saying, well, since they want to compete as a woman and they're eight now and they think they want to be a woman, we're going to stop them from being a man and allow them to become a woman and make that decision at the age of eight.
All right. Here's the problem we have with all this, and I'm going to cut to the chase here, is that I don't think any child is emotionally, mentally, spiritually in a position to make that life-altering decision at that very, very young age. Now, with that said, I think, like most Americans, I think they're like me, and if some adult chooses to go about becoming trans, that's their business. That's their life. They're an adult, and I'll respect their decision. But when you want to indoctrinate kids in school, that's a whole different ballgame.
I completely agree.
And you have these other two creatures that are called mommy and daddy, parents, and they ought to have a say of what their kids are learning. And that's why I've said, too, that, you know, if you want to have an after-school curriculum that teaches sex ed, gender identity, go for it and let parents opt in after they see the curriculum.
Can I make one point? At the end of March, the World Athletics, which is the governing body for running, track, field, all these other competitions, did say that transgender women who went through male puberty are not going to be accepted into the international competitions. So there's one organization that has, you know, put a foot down and said, we're not going to allow this, and is actually saying no to allowing biological men who went through biological male puberty to play against women.
I'll see if that's followed up by other groups.
All the science.
Jerry, Free State of Florida. Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to point something out to everybody that it's time that we have to stop the ruling class protections on the type of people who are in charge of our criminals. They let them out of prison, and if the criminal reoffends, we have no right to sue them criminally or civilly for basically letting the mad dogs of society out into the public, because those same prosecutors, DAs, sheriffs, police chiefs, whatever they are, judges, they will throw the book at you or I if our dog gets out of the yard and it hurts a small child or hurts anyone as far as that goes. But they don't think they should be held accountable when they let these rabid dogs out into the public who commit crime after crime after crime. And if we could get them sued, they would stop that. And you would see crime.
I mean, if they were held accountable for the decisions and the laws that they passed, it's just like, for example, if you support a sanctuary city or state and you don't enforce the laws of the country or the laws of the land, you're aiding and abetting in lawbreaking that results in, say, the death of somebody. That was the Kate Steinle case, for example, or more recently, you know, look at what's going on in New York. You've got this Marine, Daniel Penny is his name. He's got a GoFundMe, I think, over $2.2 million the last time I checked. And, you know, here he is on a train. Turns out a homeless man that has mental illness that was never taken care of by New York City, the great compassionate land that it claims to be. And anyway, threatens the people, the passengers on the subway train. And it wasn't just Mr. Penny. It was, you know, a couple of other passengers. You know, this guy's saying that he would get violent with people if they didn't, you know, cooperate with him, puts him in a, you know, tries to restrain him with other people, and then is begging everybody to please call the police. But New York, of course, you can't get a police officer down on a subway. So this goes on for 15 minutes, and now they want to put this guy, you know, charging with manslaughter. You know, that you could get a penalty of 15 years in jail for this. And people are now speaking out. Even the former governor of New York, Governor David Patterson, says this guy should not be charged. I mean, who's going to ever want to step up in a situation where somebody's making threats and ever try to stop it if this is what the result's going to be? But go ahead.
Well, you know, these same prosecutors and these politicians and whatnot, they want to sue the gun makers. They want to sue ammo makers. They want to sue everybody who doesn't have any correlation to the criminal. They're just trying to stop the legal people from being able to have guns. They do nothing to stop the criminal from getting guns. But they are the ones that are responsible for the criminals once they get apprehended.
So you're saying hold them accountable.
Exactly. And if we could sue them both criminally and civilly, Soros DAs would not exist.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Thank you. The tax state of Taxachusetts, Joel is next. Hey, Joel, how are you?
Fine, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm worried about the 2024 election. Biden wants to be reelected as president. Our adversaries, North Korea, Russia, China, et cetera, all want Biden to win because he's a weak president and then they'll be able to do whatever they want to do. But so I'm afraid that our adversaries will try and use AI, artificial intelligence, to interfere with our 2024 elections. I want to know, what do you think we can do to stop them from doing this?
I don't know if you can stop anybody. I mean, if people have not experimented at all with ChatGPT, you really need to. Because the power of artificial intelligence is very, very real. And as I read predictions from even some of the best, brightest, smartest people out there that are looking at this technology, they see a great danger in artificial intelligence, to the point where artificial intelligence, they believe, could actually surpass human knowledge and ability to control it. I mean, that's pretty scary. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you know, as far as the election goes, it's going to be up to the American people. But I'm telling the Republican Party straight up, and every conservative out there, you better embrace early voting and mail-in voting. You better embrace voter integrity measures and force your legislatures to adopt them. Signature verification, voter ID, chain of custody, updated voter rolls, partisan observers watching the vote counting and watching the voting. And you better also embrace what the Democrats have now institutionalized, which is legal ballot harvesting. That's all I can say. But I, you know, if Republicans, yeah, can Joe Biden win again? Of course he can. Yeah, I can. I think a lot of it is rooted in a system that has, you know, incredible areas where integrity is not the foremost concern. And I think we have an opportunity now between now and November 2024 to get it straightened out. And I don't see anybody at the RNC getting their act together and taking this head on. And I'm calling them out that they better get their act together and they better fix this, or else their odds go down dramatically. Anyway, that's my take on it. Joel, appreciate the call. By the way, in your state, Massachusetts, I noticed that Elizabeth Warren is trailing now by a significant margin. She's up for re-election. That would be an upset to look for. It's going to wrap things up for today. All right, Senator Marco Rubio with a big story on the origins of COVID and how China misled the world. Devin Nunes gets a chance to respond to his nemesis, proven a liar again and again, that being Adam Schiff. Stephen Miller, Reince Priebus, Emily Campagno, also Joe Concha, Greg Jarrett. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. We'll see you tonight on Hannity. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.